Manning, Morlock, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stone, Wieckowski, Wilk.
Quorum's present. I was trying to motion for finance, and all those will be testifying to please come forward. Thank you, colleagues. You know, we'll be going back into floor session, and so we have two bills before us today, Senate Bill 132 and 131. We're going to hear 132 first, which is impacts the Budget Act of 2016, and it's my understanding the Department of Finance will be presenting, so go ahead and get started. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm Karen Finn with the Department of Finance. Senate Bill 132 is before you today. It appropriates $971 million for various transportation projects that were agreed to with legislative leaders and the administration in connection with SB 1. Of that 971, it also includes $50 million to the Air Resources Board for an advanced implementation of zero-emission heavy-duty vehicles at freight facilities. In addition, the bill also appropriates approximately $5.1 million funding for collective bargaining agreements that were reached this spring with bargaining unit 16, which is for physicians and dentists. We're here to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you very much, colleagues. No question. Any?
It's combined into one. No.
Senator Nielsen.
Combined into one bill now they are?
That's correct.
Okay, and it's not characterized as a trailer bill, is it going to be called a trailer bill?
It's a current year amendment to the 2016 Budget Act.
Okay. Senator Morlock, did you have a question?
Yes, could you explain a little bit more clearly what this CARB bill is, or this $50 million? Could you just expound on that a little bit?
Sure. As I understand it, it was $50 million set aside for the Air Resources Board to conduct some projects investigating zero-emission heavy-duty vehicles at freight facilities. The idea is to also leverage a one-to-one match for applicants to come in and do some investigation again into zero-emission vehicles. The guidelines haven't been developed yet, so it's new. The board will be doing some public outreach and developing the guidelines.
So it's a pig and a poke. We don't know what we're voting for, but we're going to pay $50 million. That's what I mean.
Well, oh, sorry. Again, the hope is to advance implementation of zero-emission vehicles. The Air Resources Board has some similar programs, but I think the interest was to focus at freight facilities.
And so what other projects are being deferred since we're moving almost $1 billion over? Some of these projects, since we just got the agenda this morning, some of these projects, were they reviewed by the CTC? How do they get a high priority so quickly? And maybe you could kind of just fill us in.
Have my colleague maybe help. Yeah.
Mark Rondeau, Department of Finance. It's our understanding that these projects are all, they've been discussed. I don't know, I don't believe the CTC has passed these in part of their programming exercises, but these are longstanding issues, longstanding projects.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Nielsen.
Well, I must observe, to me, this is a very unusual process. I understand negotiations. Now, were these particular ones all negotiated? This sounds like this one wasn't negotiated.
Yes, these were.
Okay. And is this one, there was a deal with the trucking industry, is this one that helps that, advances it, or contravenes it? This particular provision on the CARB.
Oh. I wasn't aware of who was involved in the discussions, but I understand the trucking industry does support it.
They support the overall package.
Correct.
I understood that, but I'm trying to get into the little bits and pieces here because they're kind of being sprung on us, it seems to me, like these so-called bits and pieces.
And I understand the trucking industry discussion that was, you know, part of the broader SB1 discussion is, I mean, obviously they're both air quality issues related, but this is very specific, more specific to ports and to places where you're going to be loading and unloading.
Okay. And it would relate to the trucks that are bringing product in and taking them out of the ports, like the containers and such?
Those could be eligible applicants, yes.
Okay.
Senator Morlock.
Madam Chair, it's just been a week, and it was a busy Easter spring break, but my constituents are not amused with this strategy or this approach, so I'll be opposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morlock. And I'd just like to remind everyone that the bill was amended as of April 6th, just for clarification. Any other questions or comments? Senator Anderson.
So the funding for the Air Resource Board that's coming from this, is that funding that could be used for roads? If we weren't using it for ARB, would that money be available for? So is it coming from the same pot?
It's going into the tree corridor enhancement account.
Yes, I believe it's part of a much broader bucket.
Thank you.
And it's a part of the new account that's been created as a result of the SB1 negotiations.
That's correct.
So it's coming from the new account.
New account.
Any other questions from members? Let me open up to public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I'm Bill McGavern with the Coalition for Clean Air, and here to speak in support of Section 4, the Clean Warehouse Program that you've been discussing. As you're aware, SB1 included a last-minute provision that exempts certain trucks from certain air quality standards. That's going to make it harder to reduce air pollution from goods movement in many of your districts. This provision will help some to reduce that air pollution by creating a zero, near zero emission warehouse program so that in the districts that have a lot of goods movement with a lot of diesel emissions associated with that, they'll be able to get some cleaner equipment. So we thank Senator Leyva and Senator De Leon for pursuing this.
Thank you. Next witness, please.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Karen Lang on behalf of Stanislaus County Supervisor Vito Chiesa, who's the chair of the San Joaquin Rail Authority, specifically in support of the ACE provisions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next witness.
Madam Chair, members, Jean Hurst here today on behalf of the Riverside County Board of Supervisors, here in support of the provisions that provide investments in the region. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Are there any other witnesses in support or in opposition to SB 132? Hearing and seeing none, thank you. Please call the roll.
SB 132, the motion is due pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Bell? Bell, aye. Glaser?
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Jackson? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning? Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone? Wykoski?
Aye.
Wykoski, aye. Wilk?
No.
Wilk, no.
Ayes 10, noes 4, the measure passes. Colleagues, let's proceed on to Senate Bill 131, State Public Employee Benefits.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. Greg Kratol with the Department of Finance. Good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity to present this bill to the committee. SB 131 would approve the Memorandum of Understanding reached between the administration and employees of Bargaining Unit 16, the Union of American Physicians and Dentists. To that end, this bill seeks to make the necessary statutory changes to implement this agreement. Over the course of this contract, the MOU will provide general salary increases ranging from 2-3% annually, as well as special salary adjustments to targeted groups of employees intended to address recruitment and retention issues. In addition to these economic provisions, this MOU includes agreements to participate in the administration's strategy for addressing the state's $76 billion unfunded liability for other post-employment benefits, also referred to as OPEB. The strategy for addressing the liability includes equal cost sharing between the employee and employer to pre-fund retiree health benefits, and for new employees, extending the period to qualify for retiree health benefits, as well as reducing the employer subsidy for retiree health benefits. The bill also excludes new employees from receiving reimbursements of their Medicare Part B reimbursement. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Senator Roth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just sort of curious because, of course, some of us are reading a lot of newspapers a lot of the time these days having to do with Senate Bill 1. And one of the articles I read made some comment about SB 1 containing a whole bunch of money for a whole bunch of state employees. Is this SB 131, does it have anything to do with SB 1?
It does. That I'm aware of. They're unrelated.
We're just taking it up now because we're here.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further clarification needed from members? You want to talk? Any public comment on SB 131? Seeing none, please call the roll.
SB 131, the motion is due pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Glaser? Jackson? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Monning? Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stone? Stone, no. Wyckoski? Wilk?
No.
Wilk, no.
Ayes 8, noes 5. The measure passes. No. Sorry. My math is a little off. We're going to hold this item open because we have some other members who haven't shown up for budget committee, so we'll hold this item open. And the committee will remain open until the additional members arrive. So I negated to recognize that some of my members had not arrived to committee, and so it was my error in closing the vote on Senate Bill 132, which I am going to reopen. So for the absent and non-voting members on Senate Bill 132 can now declare their vote. And the motion is on Senate Bill 132, do pass and reco to third reading. That's the motion. Anybody have any questions of where we are or the motion? Excellent. With that, please call the roll. Senate Bill 132.
SB 132, the motion is do pass. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no.
Ayes 12, 5 no, do pass and reco to third reading. Again, we held the roll open on Senate Bill 131. Please call the roll for absent members.
Blazer? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
He voted for 32 and did not vote for 131. Ayes 11, 5 no. Senate Bill 131 do pass and reco to third reading. With that, Senate Budget and Fiscal Review stands adjourned. We will return back to the Senate floor, members. Thank you.